Have you ever heard of a coffee enema, but you haven't felt bold enough to try it before? Or have you ever tried a coffee enema, but didn't feel so great afterwards? Or have you never heard of a coffee enema before, but you're like, Allison, I'm strangely attracted to what you're talking about. What is this? If you said yes to any of these questions, then today's episode is for you. Coffee enemas have become all the rage in functional medicine in the last few years. And so in today's episode, I'll be covering the coffee enema A to Z with things like, what is a coffee enema? Why would you even do one? Benefits of coffee enemas, instructions, my exact instructions for how to prep a coffee enema, and limitations of coffee enemas. This is all thanks to Angela, who left a question in our Ask Allison program. If you want to leave a question for me, just like Angela, and have me answer it on the podcast, just head over to betterbellytherapies.com/askallison and ask your question there. And lastly, but not least, I'm going to be announcing today how you can get $200 off my program, the Better Belly Blueprint, and completely demolish your constipation, bloating, acid reflux, and hormone imbalance. And bonus, one of you will be winning a full scholarship ride to my program. All these details and more await you inside today's episode. Let's dive in. Hey, friend, welcome to the Better Belly Podcast. If you're currently trying endless supplements, doctor visits, and diet changes to heal your mystery symptoms, you are in the right place. We're here to solve the real root causes behind your gut, hormones, skin, sleep, and brain concerns, literally anything and everything in your body. My name is Allison Jordan. I'm a functional medicine practitioner that has supported over 150 clients just like you to heal problems that no one has been able to fix. You don't need a perfect diet or a random supplement you found on Instagram to heal. You need a proven system that heals your whole body from the inside out. That's what I'm here to share with you, episode by episode. It's time to make health easy again. And just as a reminder, this information is not meant to diagnose, manage, or treat disease. Always consult with your own health practitioner before you make any changes to your health. Okay, guys, before we get into the coffee enema juiciness, I want to share an announcement. I don't know if you noticed, but it is episode 195 today, which means that we are just 5 episodes away from episode 200. So in celebrating all of that and this podcast being around and you guys being here with me for all this time, I am throwing a 200th episode giveaway. Ta-da-da-da. I'm shaking my hands and doing fun motions right now. So in this, you have the opportunity to win a $200 off code for my program, the Better Belly Blueprint, or y'all win a full ride scholarship. What? If you have never heard of the Better Belly Blueprint before, you want to be involved in this. This is my program that I made to help you demolish your constipation, bloating, acid reflux, and balance your hormones in just 3 to 6 months, even if nothing else has worked before. Seriously, guys, I have never had someone go through this program who had not already tried everything in their health. So it is literally designed to identify and help you figure out exactly why you have not healed yet, no matter what diet or doctor visits or supplements you've already tried. So you can get, everybody who follows and participates is going to get a $200 off code for joining the Better Belly Blueprint. So how do you enter? By the way, all of these instructions are in my show notes. So if you're not an auditory learner or you want to just some easy links to click to go and follow these instructions and enter literally like right now, you can go and do this. Pause this episode, go read the instructions, follow the links, and you can be entered today. You can get your $200 off code today and it'd be amazing. But here's how you're going to enter. Number one, you're going to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify between now and May 29th. You're going to take a screenshot of that rating and review. Then you're going to go to betterbellytherapies.com/giveaway and fill out our 200th episode giveaway form with your name, email, and a screenshot of your podcast review. We do need your email just so we can like email you the code for your $200. And so we can email you when you win. Woo! the Fulbright scholarship, then you're going to automatically receive that email code by email for $200 off the Better Belly Blueprint. You do have to use that code by May 31st at midnight, but you will literally have all of the month of May to buy now if you get your code and just submit a podcast review today. Then the full scholarship winner, full scholarship, y'all, is going to be announced on May 30th and then messaged by email. So if you win, you're going to get a full ride to the Better Belly Blueprint. Also, everybody else who submitted that podcast review still has a chance to get $200 off the blueprint until May 31st at midnight. And by the way, because some of y'all are detail-oriented and you like to think about these things like this, if you are become the scholarship winner and you did buy the blueprint using that $200 off code in May, you are simply going to get a refund for what you did pay for the blueprint. So don't be shy about joining if you're like, I'm going to wait to see if I'm the scholarship winner. If you're the scholarship winner and you bought that with your $200 off code, you are still going to get that full refund. So it will be free for you. And I am saying May because most of the contest is happening in May, but this episode's airing in April. So it doesn't matter what month it is. Join now, leave a rating and review now. All right, it is now time to jump into the coffee enema part of this episode. So I'm going to start off with our question from Angela.
Hi, Allison. My name is Angela, and I wanted to know, what do you drink after a coffee enema? Sometimes I feel a little woozy or weak after one. So just want to know what's good to drink after the coffee enema. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, Angela, it's so great to hear from you. First off, y'all, I love that she said woozy. I have not heard that term in a long time, and it's just such a cute, great, honestly appropriate term. So, Angela, thank you for brightening up my day with that little thing. Maybe something you say all the time. It just brightened my day. So thank you. In the meantime, Angela, I'm going to answer your question about what to drink, but I want to do it in a more contextualized way so that you understand why I'm even recommending what I'm recommending. And also for some of our listeners here, maybe they don't know what coffee enemas are or why someone would even consider doing one. Maybe it sounds totally gross and icky, which is honestly most people's response when they hear about these. So I'm going to start with the full context of what a coffee enema is, why would you even do one, benefits of it, how to prepare one, and then inside of that, I'm going to talk about what to drink afterwards, because there actually is something that I recommend people to drink afterwards. It's like you knew, Angela. It's like you knew. So what is a coffee enema? A coffee enema is an enema. And if you really don't know what that is, it's you basically prepare a solution inside of a bag or some type of container that you can then put in, like insert a little tip of like a hose into your anus. Sorry, guys. And let that solution go into your colon. At the very base, like basic level, an enema can be just simple water and it helps somebody have a bowel movement. However, enemas, especially coffee enemas, can be done by and are often done by people who aren't necessarily constipated. They're not like, oh, I need to poop, so I'm going to do a coffee enema. But the benefit when you add coffee into the solution is that the coffee actually gets absorbed by your colon. It goes through something called the hepatic portal vein system. It's a real thing, y'all. Look it up. Hepatic portal vein system goes directly from your colon to your liver. And the coffee solution actually helps your liver to detox. The caffeine helps to dilate the liver bile ducts, the liver ducts, there's all these little tunnels essentially in your liver that help push blood through it and bile, and it helps clear those out, helps them open up so that more can get pushed out of it. And then there's also specific acid properties of coffee that helps to actually break up and push out even more toxins. So coffee enemas are basically one of the most powerful detox methods that you have out there. Again, if you think coffee enemas, or excuse me, if you think that detoxing is like a green smoothie, that is not right. Or a liquid diet, not right, unfortunately. And there's a lot of things that can go wrong with green smoothie and liquid detoxes. I actually have a whole podcast episode on that called Green Smoothies or Detoxing is Not a Green Smoothie. I will put that link in the show notes for y'all. But a coffee enema is designed to be a detox. And additionally, it'll make you poop. Why would you do a coffee enema? You can do a coffee enema for just pure health purposes. Like, I just want to be a healthier person. I have a lot of clients who, when they do a coffee enema, they feel more focused afterwards. And guys, it's not just the coffee. Like, oh, I got coffee injected through the opposite side of my body. The first few times you use a coffee enema, you might actually feel jittery from the caffeine, but as your liver starts to function better, literally from doing the coffee enema, you will not feel jittery. So you're going to feel more focused. You're going to feel typically less bloating. You're going to feel like you might have better memory. You might have better energy throughout the day. And again, it's not because of the coffee and the caffeine, but it's because of detoxing. Toxins are such a load on our body that slow us down. But there's even more specific reasons why you would want to do a coffee enema. And one of the biggest reasons that I have my clients do a coffee enema is if they have mold toxicity. And we know they have mold toxicity because of testing we do inside of the Better Belly Blueprint. I have a special self-assessment that helps them figure out if they even, if it's even relevant for them to do a test that's specific to mold. We call it the organic acids test. They get wholesale pricing on this lab. So they're saving on average $100 on this lab that they might pay to another functional medicine practitioner. Yikes, guys. The upcharges people put on these labs are crazy. But they figure out that they have mold, and there's a lot of different steps that I include in my program of how to go about healing from mold toxicity. But one of the really big ones is the coffee enema, because mycotoxins and the toxins that come out of mold pervade the entire body so badly. The coffee enema is one of the most powerful things that I see really start to chisel away at all of the brain fog and fatigue and eczema and honestly, like memory loss, mood instability. There's a lot of psychological, neurological symptoms with mold toxicity, as well as GI symptoms like bloating and other problems like autoimmune conditions flaring up. I mean, it's just really nasty. So I really, really recommend coffee enema for someone who has mold toxicity in particular. That's really helpful for lots of different types of toxins like heavy metals, et cetera, which I help my clients identify in the Better Belly Blueprint. Like all of them, we are the most thorough toxin finder program that I know out there, which is why I created my program, because unfortunately, people are very superficial. Like people, functional medicine doctors are typically, especially, and don't get me started on conventional medicine, unfortunately, they don't have any of this testing available to them. But I get so many clients who've worked with other functional medicine providers or chiropractors or somebody who's holistic, whatever, before they come to me, and they've never done as much testing. And it's usually the testing they haven't done that has all the hidden markers. So I kind of wonder, Angela, if you might be someone who has mold toxicity, being that you feel not so great after doing the coffee enema. So it immediately makes me think like, oh, I really wish or hope you would be able to do something like an organic acids test. You can leave a podcast rating and review and get that $200 off the Better Belly Blueprint. If you want to join Angela, I would love for you to be in our program and honestly get a deeper dive. But the main benefits of a coffee enema is detoxing and everything that comes inside of detoxing. How would you prep for a coffee enema? I'm actually going to read you guys. This is boring. I'm going to read you my instructions that I have inside of my liver protocol. And I don't know if y'all know, you can literally get my liver protocol, my entire liver protocol that I give to my clients for just $7, including all the links to the products that I recommend with 10% off all of the supplements. And if you literally buy the supplements, you will save more money than you pay for the protocol. Just go to betterbellytherapies.com/liver and includes all of the coffee enema instructions. But I'm going to read them out to you so they just can hear it, let it wash over you, because that can sometimes help people even feel more confident in trying it out, right? So number one, you're going to prep a coffee enema bag by boiling 2 cups of water with 2 tablespoons of coffee grounds, ideally in a French press, which gives the coffee grounds time to really express all the benefits of that is inside the coffee grounds. You're going to mix the hot coffee solution with 2 cups of cool or lukewarm filtered water. It's best to get the mixture close to body temperature or a little warmer, because a cold solution can drop your body temperature and cause you to be cold during the coffee enema. Just is less pleasant typically. Also, as a note, if 4 cups, because you'll ultimately have 4 cups of solution, is too much for you, you could also just use the coffee solution, the 2 cups of coffee solution, but just let it cool down before you use it. You're going to put that that coffee solution into your enema bag or enema container, which I have a link for a product I recommend inside of my liver protocol. Then you can take one dose of something called Dr. Shade's liver sauce. And this is part of something called a push catch kit. This is where we're going to getting into answering Angel's question, because the push catch kit has two supplements involved in it. One is a supplement that pushes the toxins. And this is this liver sauce. Kind of has like an orangey flavor to it. You're going to hold it in your mouth for 30 to 60 seconds before swallowing. Best to take it on an empty stomach at least 20 minutes before a meal or 2 hours after a meal. And then after you've swallowed that, you're going to lay on your left side on a towel in your bathroom. You're going to insert the tip of the coffee enema tube into your anus, and then you're going to let it, the solution, slowly enter your colon using the enema kit's flow valve. All enema kits have this little like valve that can stop the fluid and let it go. And so there's a nice, easy little valve. You might want to massage the left side of your belly as the solution's coming in, which can help the solution just get in more easily. Once the bag is empty, or the enema bag is empty, you're going to hold the enema solution in your colon for 15 minutes. Ideally, sometimes the first couple times doing it, you might not be able to, and that's totally fine. Then you're going to evacuate the coffee enema solution on your toilet after you've kind of let it sit in there for 15 minutes. And then 30 minutes after you did that liver sauce, because remember, you did a liver sauce first, you held it in your mouth, and then you laid down and you did the coffee enema for about 15 minutes. Well, about 30 minutes after you did the liver sauce, you're going to take something called the Ultra Binder in 8 ounces of water. And this is the catch part of the push catch kit. It's a binder solution that's going to bind or neutralize the toxins that literally just got shooken up out of your liver. And that is what can make you feel woozy, is you have all these toxins that just went blah out of your body, and you can actually reabsorb them, unfortunately, if you don't take precautions. And so the point of the binder is to bind those toxins. You're going to take that Ultra Binder. It's like a powder that you just put into 8 ounces of water. You drink it and then just wait 30 minutes before eating or taking any other supplements. That is it, guys. It can be hard to do it the first time just because you're like trying to figure out all the little steps. But once you've done it a couple times, you're like, oh, okay, I know the process and it's not a big deal. And you do it. I do recommend typically the first couple times you do it in the morning, because if you do have a caffeine reaction, it will make it difficult to sleep. But I have clients who usually after like the third or fourth time they've done it, their body has detoxed so much that they break down the caffeine. They can like literally sleep right after doing a coffee enema in the evening, just because their body processes the caffeine more reasonably. So coffee enema expectations, I've already talked a little bit about them, but most of the time you're going to feel pretty good. You might feel lighter. You might notice less bloating. You might notice more energy, more focus. I have so many clients who are like, I get so much done on a day that I like did a coffee enema, feel lighter, feel less pain. And then limit, there can be like coffee enemas, again, like Angela said, she felt woozy. If you have a bad detox reaction, and bad, you know, there's a scale of bad. There's mild, moderate, severe. You can have a detox reaction. And it's one of the reasons that I typically don't recommend people starting with the coffee enema as their first detox pathway. And I actually, in my liver detox protocol, show every single type of detox that I recommend you do before a coffee enema, because they are more intense. The other thing is that if you keep doing a coffee enema and you keep feeling really bad every single time you do it, there's several things that can be going on. One, you're really mineral depleted, and this coffee enema can sometimes push minerals out of your body. Not a ton, but if you are mineral depleted, which is pretty common in people who haven't been feeling well for a while, then you really, really need to support your minerals. And I teach you how to do this in the Better Belly Blueprint. I give you a lab called the HTMA, so you can actually look at the minerals inside your body and know which ones you need to support. And then when you're supporting them, sometimes that's been the key to my clients stop getting that kind of woozy response. the other thing is that if you keep getting a really nasty, gnarly reaction to coffee enemas, even when you're taking like the Ultrabinder, things like that, you probably have pathogens you are not dealing with. And so you're never catching up with the toxins. And so it's just a really intense experience for you every single time. So that's really a limitation of the coffee enema, is that it can't fix everything. You really have to know, am I dealing with H. pylori? Am I dealing with candida? Am I dealing with C. diff? Am I dealing with mold? And there's very specific processes for each of those. And all of those pathogens impact each other in different ways. So say if you think you have candida or know you have it or have treated it before or done a candida diet, blah, blah, blah. Not to be mean, but I hear all these phrases from clients who come to work with me. I will then ask them, did anyone even look for H. pylori for you? And they'll say, no, what is that? I'm like, it's a pathogen that enables candida to overgrow. So it can be the root cause of having candida. So the limitations of coffee enemas, the same with almost everything else, is that you can't expect it to be a catch-all and you really want to have a bigger picture. So yes, I do support or do love my liver protocol, which you guys can get, but if you keep doing this coffee enema and you do not feel great, or every time you do it, you feel woozy, even when you follow these exact instructions, you really do need the Better Belly Blueprint, because it's the only thing I know that will help people find in the most thorough and fastest way possible every single thing that's causing your toxin overload in your body. So that is it for coffee enema. I hope that really elucidates everything for you guys, that you understand coffee enemas more. Maybe you're inspired to go and try one. You can definitely go and do that and get every single product I recommend by going to betterbellytherapies.com/liver and get my whole liver protocol for just $7. You can leave a question for me just like Angela did by going to betterbellytherapies.com/Allison. And lastly, but not leastly, get $200 off the Better Belly Blueprint by joining our giveaway. Leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify between now and May 29th. Take a screenshot of that review and go check our show notes, and you will get a link to every single place, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, our giveaway form where you're going to share your screenshot and submit your email, where you'll automatically get that $200 off certificate, and you'll be submitted to potentially get that full ride scholarship. So check out our show notes, get all those links, get the liver protocol if that sounds like it's what you want. Ask me a question, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday. I will be here next week to kick off our hormone series. Be excited, y'all. Hey friend, I hope you loved this episode. If you've been a fan for a while or are newly loving this podcast, can you do me a favor? Drop into Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. When you leave a review, you do so much. You help me know you're listening. You can tell me what you're loving so I know what to make more of. And you help others by boosting this podcast so other people like you can find the podcast too. I mean, it's a win-win-win, right? So if you want a way to pay it forward, just go to Apple Podcasts or click the link in my show notes and leave a rating and review. And if you want some more free stuff, just head over to my free Facebook group, betterbellytherapies.com/Facebook, and you can get access to all of my free support for you, including some Facebook group exclusive stuff like my podcast episode vault, where you can search the Better Belly Podcast by topic and find exactly what you need to expedite your healing. I cannot wait to see you in there. Catch you guys next week.